Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Sandy Chick's Gay Talk. How long has it been? I think it's been over a month since I recorded. I've just been busy. And the fact that I haven't planned to record with a guest this particular episode, but like our schedule has just been clashing, or she's busy when I'm free, I'm busy when she's free. Oh, like I just had to record today because I have missed talking about K-dramas, and I missed you guys somehow. I've just been too busy to post on my TikTok, but I just post random updates, and yeah, the ones I can keep up with. I'm not just going to like push myself too far. I want to enjoy my K-dramas, yeah, and I want to also enjoy talking about it. I don't want it to be like a chore, so I'm trying to take it like one day at a time. As you know, I launched my business, my brand, Sandy Chick's Hairs, and I sell extensions and everything, and so I've been busy trying to set it up and all that, but I don't think I'll leave my podcast, because I really enjoy talking about my K-dramas like this. It's so comforting. It feels like I'm talking to a friend. Anyways, today, guys, we're going to be talking about the recent K-drama. It's currently ongoing, The Good Bad Mother. I'm going to be sharing my thoughts, and I'm going to be reading. I put a link for people to feel their like thoughts, and actually one person submitted, so I'm going to read her thoughts, and then I will go ahead and say what I think so far, and just everything, basically rant and all. Yeah, so first of all, like, the drama on its own, The Good Bad Mother, is basically about the main character is a guy that the mom really treated really, really badly. Please, if you've not seen it, go and watch it, because there will be a lot of spoilers on here, so just go and watch it before coming to listen to this. First of all, the main lead's mother is basically trying to raise him in a better position than her and his dad went through. She wanted him to be successful, she wanted him to be better, but the method she used was just fucking, like, it was too cruel. I was feeling so bad for the guy. So this guy like gets into an accident and blah blah blah, we all know what happens. He loses his memory, and then she has to take care. He's now became 7 years old, like in his brain it feels like he's like 7 years old, so he behaves like he's 7 years old, and she has to like train him all over again. And to be honest, I don't really blame her, but I don't also blame the boy for his actions because of how she trained him. But I don't also blame her, because she had good intentions, just the way she went about it. And I was just glad that when she was given a second chance, she took it upon herself. And oh my god, the recent episode made me cry. Oh, let's not just fast forward, let's just calm down and talk about everything basically. So first of all, Lee Do-hyun, oh my god, I love his characters. He can act, like he plays them out so well. See how he's being like a 7 year old for real. Sometimes I'm like, this guy's a baby, like he plays like a 7 year old for real when he's acting. I'm sorry if you can hear that sound. I think my neighbor's generator is on, and it's really loud. Can you hear it? Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Anyways, I'm trying to be audible and also trying to be comfortable while talking, because I don't want this to be like a chore, like I said. But I also want you guys to like listen and hear me clearly, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so basically, you know whose character? I am not one that likes low key dramas. I get tired of it, the whole case. But the approach of this one is really, really nice. And in a way, it's like comedy, because did you guys... I'm going to talk about a lot, like, before I read the opinion and then start sharing my thoughts. The part where those guys came in and entered this cupboard, it's just like... when I'm watching, I'm like, is this a rom-com? Is this a comedy? Or am I actually watching, like, a revenge drama here, because they added a lot of comedy, and I like that. I liked it a lot. I like the neighbors, the small neighborhood, the way they used to gossip, the way they would gossip the lady, like the pig lady. What I call a pig lady? She's a pig lady, she's a pig farm lady. The way they gossiped his mom, and then she would still come, and they would just like still do good things to her in her front. The way in front of her, the way the other guy that's a musician was trying to rally all of them to make her leave. God, I was feeling so bad. But I kind of knew that okay, something's going to happen, and she's definitely not going, they're not going to go through with this. And oh my god, did you guys see Crown Prince when he came in? Like Crown Prince and this guy, they are here. Oh my god, it's so, it was so cool to see him. I wanted to make a video post, but I was just like, I think I was too busy then. I don't know. I wanted to post on my Instagram, but I don't think I ended up posting. I don't know why. Okay, my phone was acting up, so I could not post it immediately. It was so good to see them. And Sam Sheikh is really funny. Like, he's really funny. Two times he hit his head with bottle because he was like stealing, or not really stealing per se, but like when the father, in fact, the drama is really good. I don't want to go too far and talk about so many things. Let me just read. Okay, something I'm really curious about knowing is why those two, okay, they've already showed why they broke up. He was the one that broke up with her. Yes, that was something I was really curious to see. Like, oh my god, they had just the perfect, like, that relationship was just so perfect. It was so cute. It was just really for them to keep it. And I'm sure those twins, hi, they are his kids. The twins, they are his kids, most definitely. With the way she looks at him and then looks at them, like, they are definitely his kids. Because I was like, ah, why this girl just go sleep with, pardon my pigeon. I was like, when I saw it, I was like, ah, why this girl just go, like, disgrace herself? Not disgrace herself per se. Why did she just do like this? Because, like, she didn't seem like that kind of person that would just randomly sleep with somebody and have kids. Like a random person, because I was like, ah, just like that, your life is just like that. Come on now, you're not like this. You like this guy, and then when they showed their backstory, I was like, okay. So adding up, she most definitely slept with him, and that's his child. That's his, like, those are his kids and all that. So I was like, okay, calm down. She didn't go haywire, like she didn't go mad, and have kids with like a random person. Okay, so Otoke My Life said, OMG, Lee Do-hyun's character shouldn't have to suffer that much. Honestly, he was just a kid. And should have been able to watch soccer, honestly, go to picnics and stuff, you know, honestly, because the mother was so mean. Like, I get that you want to make your son, like, oh, please, Jesus. I was feeling so furious. Like, that's why when he was angry at her, when he was rejecting her visits, I don't feel sorry for her at all. I was just like, you deserve it, because what do you expect? You don't expect to treat somebody like shit and then the person will grow and grow up and get over it. Oh my god, please, I don't want to think about that, because if I personal trauma is coming in. Okay, his mother was really bad in the beginning. She should have let him eat and enjoy a good healthy childhood. And now I think it was good that he left his mother, but when he came back for the seal, that was rude, very rude. I don't think that was actually rude though. Yeah, that was like cruel. It was cruel because, like, she was, and the mother was just like trying to be friendly and all. Well, I will not still blame him because of the trauma she put him through, not be here. Like, she put him through a lot of trauma through the way she was training him and all. But yeah, anyway, he was rude to do that. Even though his mother did that to him, sealing adoption papers would have been very difficult. And OMG, jury. I really hope the twins are theirs. Honestly, I hope the twins are theirs. If not, then I wouldn't like this show. I don't know why, but it is what it is. Yeah, honestly, I felt like when I saw her with his, when I saw that she had kids, I was like, what the fuck? Like, seriously, what's happening? You just went AY. I thought you liked these guys. So what happened? You just would have had a kid. You also went and had kids for a random person. Because before you have children, you guys would have met several times, and then before something happens, like, you just went to have sex with a random person that brought kids. Like, no, I was so disappointed. Like, in a way, I was like, no, like, I thought she likes Lido. What's happening? But they didn't show their backstory. I was like, okay. I put one and one together, and I know that they are definitely his kids. I know they're definitely his kids. I can't wait for him to find out. Oh my god, am I the only one that feels like they are too young to have kids already? Like, we literally watched them grow. Like, oh, it's so cute. Okay, that was the only person that submitted a comment. So I'll basically tell you guys what I think with the recent episodes. First of all, I don't think he killed those, like, that lady and her child. I don't think he would be that cruel, because you know they didn't show them inside the car when he was pushing them off. I don't think he killed them. That's what I want to believe, honestly. I hope they do and he gets his memory back so he can show us. And please, I just hope he didn't kill them. Another thing I want to say is, Jesus, the mother being sick, cancer. Oh my god, the way she was crying. I'm begging it also, like, please save me for my son. Oh my god, it touched my heart. I was just like, oh my god. Oh my god, I felt so sad for her in a way. I was just like, I hope she doesn't die, honestly. She doesn't deserve that. Like, she deserves to enjoy her son. She literally did all these things with good intentions. I just hope she doesn't die, honestly. I hope she comes out of that. I hope she's able to go through chemotherapy or whatever and then recover. And all. I hope this one gets his memory back before the mother leaves and like genuinely forgives her from his like adult, like for the past thing she did to him. Like she will genuinely forgive her and then they'll move past that. Ah, this cannot be happening now. She cannot just be sick now that she's like treating the son so well and everything. Anyways, I hope, I feel like she'll survive. I hope she survives. Yeah, that's basically what I have to say. And those two men, they're just basically users. They've just been using the guy. I can't believe the daughter kills the boy over cheating. Like, seriously, because he has a child, you want to kill him. Why not confront him or something? Jesus, the guy is scary, scary. I was wondering how, why did she even do that? What was the motive behind trying to kill him with your dad? Not knowing that the father lied to her. Oh, mother, father, father said he's a devil. I can't wait for, like, the guy to get his memory back and actually take revenge on them and all that. I think, for me, I think why he called that girl off was because of the plans he had, like, to take revenge so that he can, like, keep her, like, afar from harm and everything. I think that was why he cut her off. But that was too cruel. That was so cruel. So why be with her in the first place and make her support you and everything and then you cut her off? Men, they'll never change. Anyways, guys, I think that's everything I have to say. I can't wait for this week's episode. I can't wait, honestly. I can't wait. Other K-dramas I'm watching are, I'm watching Bora Deborah. I'm watching what's it called? I'm also seeing this one. Is it Johnson Lawyer or something like that? Hold on, let me just confirm. Johnson Lawyer, I think. It's good, but I'm not here for that. So I'll just let you guys know just what I'm seeing. I'm also seeing I'm seeing Bora Deborah. I'm seeing I'm also watching Johnson Attorney Immorality. I haven't finished seeing Our Blooming Youth. I'm done with Oasis. I think I'll give you a record on my full thoughts on Oasis next week. Hopefully, I keep to my words. I'm trying to be consistent on here, but like, oh my god, guys, my life is so, so stressful, and it's so stressful. It's not like I'm trying to plead the stressful line or whatever, but it's really, really stressful and really, really tied up. I'm glad I was able to record today. I'm so excited about it to post it tomorrow. Anyways, thank you for listening to this part. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe, leave a review, and give it a 5-star rating. Give Sandy Chicks Talk a 5-star rating so that other people can, you know, notice me and find my accounts. And okay, also, don't forget to text me on Instagram if you have something you want to add or something like that. And if you feel like you want to be on an episode, you have a K-drama you're watching that I'm also watching, and you want to be on an episode of my podcast, you can text me and we'll talk. I like when we discuss when it's like me and someone else and we're just talking. It's cool. And I think that is all I have to say. I hope you guys have a lovely week ahead. Bye.